Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Happy Friday! Welcome to Skeletal and Bros, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is big time Benny Bruss, but how big? We'll find out shortly.
Ha ha ha.
I'm Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio running the show. Per usual, you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, calling, texting 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Interesting way to start off the show today. If you're streaming right now on YouTube or on the Wisconsin On Demand app, all you got to do is hit the Watch Live tab there. You can also find us on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, or any of the station accounts at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN Madison, at ESPN Beaver Dam. In order to watch us on video, you'll notice a new fresh face. I don't know if it's new, I don't know if it's fresh, but you'll notice a different face in the studio of Brian D. He's got a tape measure in his hand because despite me being a Hall of Fame mocker, in the words of Homer, and Tony, weekdays 2 to 4, 94.5, ESPN Milwaukee. Despite the fact that I am a Hall of Fame mocker and consistently are putting the mocking towards Ben Brust, out of all of the things that I do or say that actually gets Ben like real life upset, me putting his 6'1 height at 6 feet tall gets him the most upset. And it's the most bizarre thing to me of all time, to the point where he wanted to bring in a tape measure to prove that he is 6'1 and not 6 feet tall.
I'm 6'1 and 3/4, and I think if you reach 3/4, you could definitely call yourself 6'2.
Oh, that's right. You pretend you're 6'2, not 6'1.
Ah! God, you're annoying me already.
Like, do you see this, Joshy?
Oh, I see it. He knows it's coming, yet it still bothers him so much.
That is the case. So we have an official measurement tool, a tape measure here with Brian D. I don't know if we need to waste any more time before we get right into it.
Oh, by the way, this goes beyond me. You're getting measured too, because all I hear is that you're 5'7". And you said the last time you were measured was probably 6 years ago. So you probably don't know how tall that you are.
You got to get behind me, BD.
Yeah, we got to get you in the camera.
But here's the thing is, like, I don't care. I'm the tallest one in my family. It's the only thing I care about. I'm short. When you're short, you're short. There's really not a difference between 5'6 and 5'7.
I want you to be less than 5'7. I don't care about what you think. I want you to be shorter than 5'7 for my confidence.
That's so bizarre and unhealthy. And, like, I will call myself 5'6 from here into eternity, and I don't care.
You're 5'6?
I'm 5'6. It doesn't matter.
Ha! That hurts you to say.
It really does not hurt me to say.
So is this where I go up now and shoes off?
Shoes off? That's how you measure height?
We need some sort of a...
Here's a paper plate. This has... I mean, it's not flat.
That's not good whatsoever on it.
I thought we were going to get a ruler.
We'll get something. We'll get something here.
We've got the knob on the top.
No, he's trying to... He's right. You need something to
You need
to
something
show
to push,
what
push
it is.
Greg Scalzo's large, poofy hair down.
You're the one that spikes up the front of your hair 3 inches. All right, we've got that. I do it the other way, though, so it slides on the head. You don't want to. Ben ruins his hair, he'll get all upset, too. We got to be very careful with him here. Have to make sure that the feet are on the ground. Have to make sure there's no tippy toes. Are the shoes off? I'm going to turn around here. Joshy, do we have a good view? You can speak on the air.
Perfect view. We can see everything happening.
All right, so you got to get up against the wall. Shoes are off. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ben is wearing two different color socks right now, one of which has three massive holes in it. And those are the closest I ever want your feet to be to me again. You've got to get it. Seriously.
I know you might actually kill me.
You got to get outside of the TV here. That is all the way at the bottom. Heels down. You stop, you go. All right, and then Brian's got a measurement here. 6'1" on the dot. 6'1" on the dot. Hold, he gave it. He did it. You can't try again.
I'm trying again.
You're trying to make yourself even taller.
make sure that's on the ground.
It's that would only help you.
You make sure it's off the ground.
I mean, dude, you already did it. We're not doing this again because you didn't get the answer you don't want.
He wants a remeasure. That's what he's calling for right now. It's unbelievable.
That's less than 6-1 now. It's less than 6-1. It's less than 6-1. He's not even 6-1. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's the I get my measurements with shoes on guy. He is under 6'1". Greg Skelzel was right the entire time. Ben Bruss, one of the great 6-foot guards in the history of college basketball. Round up to 6'1"?
I don't like how Brian pushed really far down.
This is unbelievable here.
Put it back.
No, we're not doing this
measure? This is unprecedented.
It's in. Ben is 6 feet and 7/8. 6 feet and 7/8. Josh, you put it on the poll on Twitter at Skelzel and Bruss. Ben Bruss measures in. You can't put your hand on it, Ben. You're measuring yourself now. No one's ever cheated worse than you. Put it on the poll, Josh. If you're 6 feet tall and 7/8, does that make you 6'1"? Because that's what we're talking about now for Ben Bruss. He's so mad.
I think you've broken him for the final time here, Greg. This is it.
I'm actually rooting for myself to only be 5'6 now, just in the hopes that he has some ounce of happiness back inside of him.
I think I legitimately might cry. I've been living a lie.
Ben, think about how much you accomplished on the basketball court.
I don't think Brian did a good job.
Think about how much you accomplished on the basketball court as a 6-foot guard.
You're so annoying.
No, it's amazing. It makes the story that much better. Does it not?
I know that you're supposed to get measured now and I'm supposed to talk on the radio. I'm like broken inside.
Do we just want to give up on the
measurement? I don't even care how tall you are. And I know you don't either.
I don't. All right.
That sucks, man.
Thank you, Brian. Oh, he wants me to do it still. Well, Ben doesn't want to talk on the air, so that's going to make
it difficult. This is when I just say the phone number, 800-990-3776. What do you think of Greg Skalzo's crystal?
I got him at 5'7".
Yeah, 5'7", my ace.
I said it. That's exactly the height that I've said. When you are short, I am a short man. There's no reason for me to lie about my height. Like, there's none. 5'7 isn't an impressive number. If I'm 5'11", by the way, I'm always going to round up and call myself 6 feet. That's like the cutoff of, like, I think when you do the roundup. Brian D., how tall are you?
I was measured pre-show, and I thought I was 5'10", and I'm 5'9". And I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah. Like, see, that's similar. Like, that 5'9", 5'10", is pretty similar. Like, the 5'6", through 5'8", to me, is all kind of the same. Like, you know, there's different patterns there.
I don't understand the insecurity about height. Like, I am what I am, and that's what it's going to be. I ain't going to change it.
Well, especially when you've accomplished such great things against giants on a basketball court, you'd think, like, if I was you, I would intentionally say that I'm shorter than I am, just so that people are more impressed with the fact that you once set the all-time record for three-pointers made at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
I'm short.
That you played in a Final Four.
Who's the tallest guy you ever, like, finished on at the rim?
I mean,
that's what she said.
7-footers. I mean, I don't care who they are. I had to guard 6'6" guys. Like, I get it. Like, that was a blast from the past. Like, there was matchups where if they couldn't shoot, I'd have to guard the 6'6" athletic guy. And now I'm spiraling.
I can see it in your eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Ashton and Sheboygan says Ben Muggsy Brust. Ezra from Port Washington says best 6-foot tire changer of all time, Benny Brust. Teddy from Watertown says if he's under 6'1", he's 6 feet tall. Stop the count. Daniel the Sloth chimes in, says, Ben, congrats on your championship. Wiat in Germantown says, I think for a basketball player, height should be measured with shoes on. It more accurately represents the height you play at on the court where it really matters.
The terms of the conditions of what we were doing today did not include shoes.
That's also BS. Like, if you're talking about hockey players, you don't say how tall are they with skates on. They have their normal height, and then their skates on.
Sure, like Zdeno Chara. I mean, you're a Boston guy. He was a longtime Bruin. He's like 6'7", and then he put skates on. He's probably 6'10", mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, real quick, the official ruling, though, is I am 6'1". I mean, that was the first measurement.
The first measurement was 6'1".
We're going to see if people think that you should be able to round up to
6'1". No, I don't need to round up. Brian did the measurement, and I was 6'1".
But then you made him remeasure for a more accurate measurement, and you were underneath 6'1".
We were moving too fast. Things got crazy.
That's the problem with you trying to remeasure is you thought you were going to go up, and you went down.
Did I shrink in the 10 seconds
of the
remeasurement?
Should have quit while you were ahead, man.
Shrink to the moment.
I mean, Joshy, I don't want to hear a peep out of you.
Joshy, what do you make out of all of this?
I'm confused by the fact that Ben Bruss could have measured himself before this and not brought the tape measure in and avoided him not being the 6'2 that he so desperately wants to be. You think if it was your whole reputation on the line here and you've established yourself as the 6'2 guy, you'd take some preemptive action, no?
Yeah, I should have actually like done some homework on this one, right?
Maybe even literally do some stretches.
You were so confident about this too. Like so for years now.
So that's do you want to know why? Because for years I was like 6'1 and a quarter. And then I got measured at the doctor and they said I was 6'1 and 3 quarters and I didn't have shoes on. And so
yeah, had shoes on.
No, I didn't.
Definitely had
Trust
shoes
me, because that's what I've lived with telling myself my entire life since then. And like, so this
There's
is
a
just,
lie. You've been living a lie.
That's what I'm saying. Greg, that's why I was so sad. For 10 years of my life, I've been saying I'm 6'2 and I'm legit 6'1.
What the hell
does
it make a difference? Who cares?
You know, I'm insecure.
Yeah, but like about this of all, you're still over 6 feet tall. You're not like a short person.
No, but like, I don't know. 6'2 is cooler than 6'1.
Not really.
Yeah.
Like, do you notice it? Would you say any difference between someone who's 6'1 and 6'2?
No, and I'll,
like, even
I'll
on the basketball
further,
court,
like,
it's still a short guard.
Like, 6 foot is the plateau, right? Like, all of us short kings, like Greg and myself, we're striving to be 6 foot. We've had to put up with 5'9 to 5'10, 5'10 to 5'11 our
whole
lives.
You mean 5'6 to 5'7?
Correct, exactly.
Ricochet shot, my bad.
Oh, I don't care.
It's tough. But yeah, like somebody complaining about being over 6 feet tall.
I love that
Joshy's
mic is on as he's screening phone calls.
800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN. We'll welcome in Jeff in Waukesha. Jeff, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. What do you got?
Hey, I just listening to this fiasco, but are you measuring breast on, is he on carpet or on a vinyl or wood floor? If he's on carpet, you could add that 1/8 inch back onto his, so he's 6'1".
So he's 6'1". Okay, I think that's fair, Jeff and Waukesha.
Thank you for the call.
Are on a carpet right now.
Real thin.
It's a very thin carpet.
It's an 1/8 inch.
So if Ben gets 1/8 inch, maybe he is officially 6'1", although I'm
Thank
still
you! What is my wee-wee doing right now?
I do find it amazing that now you're thanking everyone for calling you 6'1", when for years you've been crying about me calling you 6'1".
You got to reset your expectations about how you look at yourself. And for the last 10 years, I thought I was 6'2". I've just entered into a new realm of my world of being 6'1".
Well, we will get that poll up there. I think we did some great work today.
And you're 5'7", and I was wrong. You were right.
But here's the thing is you didn't know, you didn't care about how tall I was. You were just trying to use it as a way that you thought it would hurt me.
Yeah, and it wasn't going to hurt you regardless. I ended up just hurting myself.
I feel like this is now, we've sunk the whole show.
No. Like I
John
said,
in Milwaukee,
I'm entering a world of 6'1".
John in Milwaukee, welcome to Scalzo and Russell, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
You know, I was just thinking that given Ben's diminished height, that makes that MVP trophy he pulled on, that's that much more remarkable. It's basically the stuff of which legends are made, right?
Dude, that's a great point. Based on his diminutive status.
Have joined Tori Lowe and Greg Scalzo of mocking me about height and the MVP of Holy Cross, that's when I know I've made it.
Yeah, absolutely. You've made it.
I've made it.
There's not many other 6 foot guys who have won the MVP for the Holy Cross, Wisconsin basketball tournament. Brian D., thank you very much for your help.
Thank you back, guys.
We will come back. We'll talk with Homer, see what he thinks about the difference between 6'2 and 6'3.
I mean, he's
Ben
shrinking.
Russ, measures in at under 6'1 today. It is Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Scalzo's pretty good, but Brust, I liked him as a basketball player, but yeah.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts. Love it,
Keep me coming, hey, your sweet, sweet
lost. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show.
What?
Come on.
What?
Little Ben Brust.
I mean, you're a 6 feet guy.
6 foot one.
He's a little 6 feet guy.
Yeah, I'm going
to. On Twitter, stop. At Scalzo and Brust. If you are 6 feet and 7/8 like Ben Brust, are you actually 6'1"? 75% say yes. 25% say no. A secret one chimes in and says, if you have 6 apples and 7/8 of an apple, do you have 7 apples? The answer is no. You have 6 apples.
Great. Great for that person's response.
Homer, welcome into Scalzo and Brust. He joins us every Friday of Homer and Tony, weekdays 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Homer, what would you say about that? If Ben Brust measured in at 6 feet, 6 foot, 7/8, and he goes by six, well, now he goes by 6'1". He used to claim he was 6'2".
I'm still 6'2 with shoes, so I'm going to still go by 6'2".
What's the ruling?
He's crazy. I want to talk to Bo Ryan and they're like, well, how did he feel? Like, you know, what could be going through Ben Brust's mind today that might affect his ability to score? Like, one, his little toe on his left foot is bigger than his little toe on his right foot. And what? No one's ever cared about the difference between those two.
I mean, everyone's cared about the difference between an inch or two in life or in basketball.
That's what she said.
No. I'm with you,
in
Homer.
In life or in basketball.
I'm with you. It makes no sense, right? Like, the difference between...
I mean, there's some points, like, where you're short, okay? Are you short? Are you short? No, he's not short. Are you tall? No. What are you? You're just normal.
I'm above average.
So,
no.
Average.
I'm above average.
I don't
You're need, 6 feet tall.
Fine. You're above it. Whatever.
The average male height in the U.S., 5'9", above average.
Yeah, I think if you were to take that to Wisconsin, fine, though, it'd be about 6 feet tall.
Yeah, and I'm 6'1", so I'm above average.
Is the average height 5'9"?
In the United States.
Short people?
Yeah, Homer,
wow.
you go to the coasts, and there's a lot more short people than there is in the Midwest.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot more German.
The first place I went to where people were short was Spain.
Yep.
They're, like, all short.
Yeah. You know, like, when I go to visit my parents in Boston, it's a lot. I'm not nearly as short as I am out here in Wisconsin.
You feel like a giant?
No. I'm still short, but I'm not as short as I am out here.
I mean, Jon Rahm is a massive Spaniard. I think he's from Spain.
Just he is from
tying,
Spain.
Tying
yes,
in some masters
right.
talk into.
You're reeling right now.
I thought I was 6'2 for 10 years and now I'm 6'1. Whew. All right. Deep breath, Ben. I don't know why
just
it's affecting
out of
me that
curiosity,
much.
Why did. Because this is really all about your weirdness. So why did you want to say you're 6'2? I mean, they do that in basketball because they often, you know, get somebody's height with their shoes on to make everybody seem taller than they really are. But
I think why, in terms of my weirdness, I just really thought, like, I believed I was 6'2 for the last 10 years. And like, I didn't want to face the reality that I wasn't that. And today changed.
Why not?
Today changed my life. I don't know. There's
just,
something.
Just why not?
Because there's. I don't like, know. There's
the
something about being 6'2".
What's amazing is your Wikipedia has already changed.
6'2" is like the difference between one piece and another of grass in your lawn. I mean, like, there's no human that's ever cared whether they were 6'1 or 6'2".
Yeah. Homer, you're not going to get a logical answer here. And Wikipedia now accurately reflects you at 6 feet tall. It used to say 6'1". Now it says 6 feet tall.
What the hell?
Yeah. So thank you to the fine folks out there in the Scalzo and Brust family who are that quick on Wikipedia to be able to update it to an average height.
Wow, that is so mean. That's all that is.
How is that mean?
I agree, Homer. I agree.
Because you know it bothers him. And like, give him a day or give him a week or something. You know, you're being mean to his craziness.
Hold on, Homer.
Don't know that it would bother him when, in fact, you know it would bother him. So all you're trying to do is just to see how crazier you can get him.
The one thing just Ben ever tries to attack me on and hurt my feelings on is my height. So now you're saying I can't even call him out for lying about his height for all these years?
What? I mean, but it doesn't really. You're wasting time. You're short, and whatever you guys argue about, you're always going to be short.
Of course, I've accepted that.
I know you've accepted that, and God knows why he hasn't accepted that he's
6 feet
you
tall.
Know, that he thought he had 500 hairs on his head, and it turns out no, he has 480. Oh my God, I can't live. It's incredible.
All right,
I don't know why it should ever surprise me. Craziness of Ben Bress. I apologize for even being the slightest bit surprised. I should be beyond that.
So, Homer, are you surprised that Aaron Rodgers is working out with Alan Lazard in the offseason?
Yes, given that I thought he had done that before, and Jason Woolley informed me that no, he hadn't, and it's clear he's just doing it to irritate the Packers. Maybe convince the Jets that there's no rush to get this done. But history would say he's just being a dink.
Aaron Rodgers, a full 6'2", as his height.
Talking
with Homer here
Hall
on Scalzo
of Fame
and
mocker,
Bruss.
This Greg Scalzo, right, Homer?
He is so good. But he's not sneaky good today. He's just pounding you with a 2x4. I don't know. I never know what his agenda is going to be to embarrass you, but he's not giving it much thought. This
no.
is so easy.
It's too easy today, Homer. That's the problem. Yeah.
It's a fastball down the middle at 91.
Homer, Brewers off to a 5-1 start. Their young core, a big part of it. We asked the family earlier in the week, but I want to ask you, are you more confident in this young Brewers core, right, when we talk about Garrett Mitchell and Weimer and the guys there, or are you more confident in this Packers young core when you look at Jordan Love and Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson?
No, it's definitely the Brewers, but the Brewers have pitching and stuff, and, you know, it's a different – there's – you know, how would I feel about the Packers if Aaron Rodgers was still there? I'd be looking at those receivers a little bit differently. The Brewers have the pitching. By the way, it isn't really important because what's important is Dr. Tony Smith, our basketball doctor, really has me worried about Chris Middleton and that there's reason to believe they're not going to win. They're not going to be the champions. That this has come back, and how long is it going to take him to get ready? Maybe Ben Bress, if he wouldn't so much spend so much time on his height, might actually be a good basketball doctor. I don't know. When is he going to come back? When he comes back, how long before he's 100%? Because his knee is bothering him again.
There's no such thing as a good basketball doctor. Like it's all guessing unless you are in the locker room as an athletic trainer.
When you've been hurt as much as Tony has, then you know, and when you're tall. Then you're better. because
congratulations, Homer, you broke me too.
No, he's closer in height to Middleton, so he can understand. No, Tony has been hurt all the time. He understands what you have to do. Now, you may do it. You may also, but maybe you can't focus on that because you're too worried about how tall you are. But, like, You start worrying, is my knee ever going to be good again? And then how long do you need to practice before you can feel that way? And even when he comes back, is he going to worry because this thing seems to be coming back and back? I mean, there's no way anybody can look at the Bucks now without having a level of concern about Chris Middleton. And I had none until now. Maybe I was thinking it was over, he was fine, he seemed to be playing, and now it's nope, it's come back. And you need to worry about it until Dr. Tony gives you the thumbs up. And he can't even do that when he starts playing because he needs to see him play and see if he shows and isn't worried about the injury coming back. And
I'd say my biggest worry is not if he can get on the court, is if he can get on the court and defend. Because in the playoffs, defense in the grind that it is in the half court and how versatile he's been as a defender has helped the Milwaukee Bucks. And when he came back, you can definitely see in the regular season, he was trying to progress. There's no time to progress in the playoffs. You need to be at 110.
He had progressed until this.
Yeah.
Now the question is, does he believe enough in the knee to play the good defense? And there is time involved here. And there is reason to worry that they're not going to win the championship.
Homer, do you care about matching your socks in the morning?
Yes, I think that's I don't know that I've ever not worn socks that match.
Okay. Because Ben Bruss took off his shoes to get measured, and he had two completely different socks on, holes all over the place.
Same style of sock, just different colors.
I mean, oh, not same the same stock, same but style.
It's the exact same sock, okay, just different, colors.
I'm not surprised, but I'm curious as to his explanation.
They were the first two socks I could find that were clean.
Fine. Do you never do wash? Do you run into this all the time?
No, not often. It's just right now, all of my clean clothes are in a basket, so I was just searching through the basket. I probably should wash my socks more because my athlete's foot came back on my right foot.
I personally would find old socks that match and wear them before I was concerned about how old they were.
When you said you need to wash your socks more, how many uses do they get before you wash them?
They only get one use.
Oh, well then.
Right.
Doesn't explain.
Okay, so he has no socks.
I don't know where
match,
the athlete's foot is coming from.
But he has a pair that he may have worn 2 days ago, and they're the same. I'm wearing the old socks.
You can't rewear socks. Can't.
I've maybe reworn some socks.
Homer, what about crystals?
Well, then you're gonna wear socks that look different?
Yeah, I will if I have to.
No, I know you. I'm talking about Shorty.
wait, are you talking about Ben or me? I'm having a hard time.
I didn't know. I couldn't. I thought it was you that answered. The issue is,
no, he's joking about him being taller than me. He's trying to make a joke.
No, he actually thought I was the one that said it and then was calling you Shorty.
Oh, either way, I don't like this. The way it's being framed is I'm short either way, huh? Is that what we're doing here?
Okay. You have socks you've worn recently, but they look the same versus all you have left. There's two socks that are different. What are you wearing? I'm wearing the old socks.
I'm wearing the old socks too, Homer.
And the whole world is.
Yeah.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're Ben Bruss.
Our friend Ron in the Key dropped off a crystal necklace for me today, Homer, because Aaron Rodgers was spotted shopping for crystals out in Los Angeles. This apparently is a stone of strong emotional and physical healing, helps with stability, strength, peace, and spiritual contemplation. Do you believe in crystals or vortexes or anything that gives off different energy in a meaningful way like that?
No, it doesn't do anything. What it does is it can change your attitude to be more positive. But the crystal itself does nothing at all. I mean, you know what it does? It makes somebody some money who's decided that there are people that will buy the crap and think that it changes them because, you know, it doesn't change anything. But if it changes your attitude, then it serves a purpose.
I think that's fair. We'll see. I feel like I've been much more positive today, had much better energy today than normal.
Yeah, you've definitely not been mean at all.
Why do you have that? Why? Come on. It's not going to help you. You don't believe in that crap. Rodgers might, because he's goofy about that. You don't believe it. You'll never believe it. Do you believe that crystals will change your attitude? Now, with Bruss, might. We know that's possible.
Goodbye, Homer.
I'm going to find a crystal that makes him taller. Thank you, Homer. Homer and Tony, weekdays 2 to 4, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Josh, over or under 5.05 where I start feeling bad for Ben and stop making fun of his height?
Well, I'm going to say under because I think you already do feel bad. You're still doing it because you find it funny, but I think you already feel bad.
I think I already feel bad too. Yeah. Especially because like last break, we were both outside of the studio and Ben had to climb up on a chair in order to access the top lockers out
here. So you are lying.
Booster seat Benny?
Booster seat Benny's pretty good. Booster seat Benny's pretty good. 847 chimes in and says, no remeasurement needed. Take the two measurements and divide by two, and it's still under 6 feet one. Ooh. Official unofficial HVAC guy chimes in and says, no more big time Benny Brost. Now he's just average Benny Brost.
Dude, family. Come on, man. Where's the Benny believers?
Well, the third Jordan in Madison's with you said you start shrinking as you age. You're just getting old, Benny.
Yeah, that's sure with me.
It's true. Dwayne in Sheboygan says, I want to come to Ben's defense. I was 6'2 my entire life, and I was once measured at 6'1. The nurse said, you need to stand with your shoulders back, and you're very rigid.
You know, I do
and
have,
sure
bad,
enough,
I have bad posture.
There was the extra inch. That's just Dwayne in Sheboygan also lying about being 6'2. Yeah. That's what that is.
What's up, Dwayne Sheboygan? You're my kind of guy.
Yeah. There it is. We will get to the Masters. A tree fell down. There's a rain delay. Scalzo and Brust aren't there, which is a major bummer. But you know, we'll fix that for next year. We'll hit it all coming up next, and some 1 or 0 presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
It doesn't sound like you think you have the charm.
Oh, don't.
You chose temper tantrum.
There's no, Ben, Joshy, Greg, there's no way Ben would have been able to get that
Greg,
table.
Did he lose his fastball?
I think he might have.
Come on, guys.
He's getting a little older, but not that much older. I just, I don't know.
Guys.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts. Wish I could synthesize a picture-perfect guy. Oh, why? 6 feet tall and super strong. We always get along.
Alright. Ooh, it hit me up late. Not a minute late. Cause I don't like to wait, no. Kind and ain't afraid to cry. What's going on? Joshy?
That song just talks about being 6 feet tall and super strong. The perfect guy. See? They think you're perfect.
6 foot one and strong is even better.
Ben Brust tried to measure himself once again during the break. He's very insecure right now.
6'1".
The fact that he measured at under 6'1", despite telling everybody in the world he's 6'2" over the last decade. We're going to keep working on it here. Ben Brust, little Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, Joshy DiMaggio, and our guy, Alex G. Alex G's a legit tall, like 6'4".
I'm going to break. I can't even look at him.
What do you mean? You're looking right at my
little
belly?
Little Ben Brust. Oh, he's tall.
You're looking,
he's
right at my, you're looking right at my belly button, little guy. It's great.
I've seen the top of Ben Brust's head.
On you. Scalzo and Brust presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, we ask you, if you're 6 feet and 7/8, are you actually 6'1"? 81% says yes, 6'1". 19% says no, 6 foot. However, Zach makes a great point and said no, still 6 feet. Similarly, if you're 29 in 360 days, are you still 29 and not 30? That's how it works.
Can we play 1 or 0? What are you doing? I don't want to hear about this.
I was actually planning on doing 1 or 0.
We can do that next, but I'm not doing height jokes for the next 4 minutes.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
I love it when the little guy gets angry.
He's so cute.
His voice gets all high like this.
You guys having fun?
And when his vein pops, he grows an extra inch.
Which vein? You guys are hilarious.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
We did it.
We got there.
We got him.
We got there.
I could bonk your two heads together right now.
How worried are you guys about the Chris Middleton, Dr. Tony report from Homer? Because I'm contemplating.
You're overreacting right now.
You think?
No, I mean, you're looking for value,
like,
at the Celtics.
I'm contemplating then, do I just bet a Celtics future right now? And I mean, know that, like, we don't want that to happen,
I think what I had said is what I'm most fearful for is, like, the defensive end and the trust. Like, if you don't, the knee.
Here's the thing, it's like, can the Bucks win without Middleton?
I think
they could.
I don't know. I don't know. In a seven,
I'll say this. If Philly takes Boston out,
yes,
the Bucks could beat Philly without Middleton.
I agree.
But you also don't know if it's a couple of weeks. I mean, they're not going to play in the Eastern Conference Finals for another month.
Dude, I hear you, but it's not about that.
I think Tony's overreacting. I think I'm overreacting.
No.
I don't think there's as big of a concern.
No, if you re-injure a knee that you've been sitting out for parts of the year on, like, that is a major concern, especially this time of the year, especially when you're talking about extended time off. There's a wind component of that. There's a ability to compete at 110% without thinking about your knee.
I get it.
That can't be in your head against the best players in the world.
Go back to 2 years ago.
If you say Giannis, Middleton ain't Giannis, bro. He's older.
Giannis is also a freak. Remember when Giannis hurt his knee in the Atlanta series and then...
I'm saying the Bucks ended up winning without Giannis. Like, they battled through injuries that entire playoff run, and they were able to get it done. I think you're underestimating...
We're talking about the Hawks
underestimating...
in 2021 versus the Celtics in 2023.
Celtics would be a lot tougher. Again, I think against Philly, they could get through. Boston would be tough to win without Middleton. It's also a team that's put up the best record in the NBA pretty much without a healthy Middleton the entire regular season. And has done it in impressive fashion.
You know the R word, regular season, means...
And the culture within that organization and within that team is second to none when it comes to being able to win a championship and having a championship-level culture. When you look at the Celtics, talent-wise, roster-wise, yeah, they should be... an NBA champion, right? Just based on the amount of young talent, the depth there, and Bucks have similar depth, but their health being what it is versus what the Bucks is, it makes sense. But they also have guys that haven't done it before. They also have their young stars that are a little too young. They also have a first-time head coach who's stepping in following a whole wild situation. You've got a few head cases on that team like a Marcus Smart and a Grant Williams that you never know exactly what you're going to get out of them. Time Lord with Robert Williams is somebody who gets injured quite a bit. This Bucks team's outside of the Middleton injury.
Look, Drew and Giannis are great. Brooke has been amazing. Like, I get it. You added Jay Crowder. Connaughton just got hurt. Grayson Allen's not playing to the playoffs. The Chris Middleton thing is big. We saw that they weren't able to get through the Celtics without him. I know the Bucks are a better team, but I also think the Celtics are a better team and they're healthier.
800-990-3776.
And when I say better team, I'm talking about this year to last year. Last year to this year.
Cam from the Heights chimes in and says, Ben seems cranky. Give the little guy some graham crackers and some apple juice.
I'm just letting you know from this point forward, if you hear silence from me, it's because I'm boycotting.
Greg.
All right. Hey, Benny, why don't you tell us about the Princeton Club and all the exercises Maddie's going to do in order to help you get taller at the Princeton Club?
Well... Jesus.
Is that why you've been lifting so much? Because you're worried about your height?
Are you mocking me again?
What do you mean?
Now I know when I lift tomorrow at 10 a.m., I'm picturing like crushing your skull.
You should ask Maddie if you can do a little...
Are you going to have to get on a step stool to crush my skull?
You should ask Maddie if you guys can do some bag training, you know, so you can imagine you're punching Greg while you're doing it, some cardio.
Princeton Club's amazing. Greg and Josh, not so much. Find your passion at the Princeton Club. Weights, cardio, workout classes, basketball. I feel so defeated right now. You guys have really run me into the ground. Free childcare with your membership. Also, clean fitness clubs. I just love the Princeton Club because when I go there, I'm not judged for who I am and who I want to be.
Greg, what do you do for your daughter when she's in a bad mood and pouting? You need to turn
it
around.
That's a good call. Hey, Benny, during the break, I'll pick you up and I'll spin you around. I'll throw you up and down in the air, and that's usually what does it. Benny saw it last week when he popped over to the house. Or maybe I could slide you between my legs like we were doing with her.
Josh is having too much fun with this.
Masters coming up next in 1 or 0+. We'll hit a little Brewers and Bucks. It's Galzo and Bros presented by Bud Light.
No more height.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
And you're just feeling it on Thursday morning.
I'm happy. I'm happy right now. And I'm not a huge morning person. But some days, like, it's summer. There's something to the sun shining, the windows down, your favorite song playing, the cappuccino in hand.
It was the sweetest thing that I ever knew. But I don't care for sugar, honey.
Hey, Greg. If I can't have you.
Thanks, buddy.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio running the show. Super tall Alex G running the show back at the ESPN Madison Studios downtown off the Capitol Square. Josh, let's get right into some 1 or 0s.
Are you a 1 or a 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for one or zero. Josh DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
Four-time major winner and current LIV golfer Brooks Koepka continued his strong start to the Masters and is currently in solo first place at 12 under par. One or zero, Brooks Koepka is a likable golfer.
Zero for me. He really just, I don't know, his nonchalantness, and I actually hated his episode on Netflix of Full Swing. It was the worst one by far. He just was like a big mope, and I'm just like, eh, you're very eh, and I really hope he doesn't win.
Yeah, it's a zero. Just like Brooks, he's a zero. Like he's a good golfer, but like he's
a zero.
To me, he's not even like unlikable. He's not likable.
He's not entertaining.
Like I know he had this spat with Bryson DeChambeau, and he's got sort of like a tough guy attitude, but he's not like a front facing, like particularly fun guy, I think, is he?
No. One or zero, you'll root for whichever PGA golfer is closest to Brooks to win the Masters.
Depends who it is.
Yeah, it really
zero.
Depends.
Oh, really? It's not automatic. Like,
I don't hate him that much.
Yeah.
If I hated him that much, like I think I would respect it a little bit more. I don't want to see Rory win. I never want to see Rory win another.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like the Rory guys, like they got too high on him. And then people still think like Rory is like anything close.
Right. To, like, the fact that they celebrated his second place in the Masters last year because he holed out from the bunker. Losers.
He's too self-righteous, too. Like, get over yourself, Rory.
He's the face of the PGA
Tour. His name hurts him a lot, too, doesn't it? Rory.
Yeah. He's a little guy, too, like Brusty. Maybe you feel like you should like him.
All right. Can we set a time limit? Like, second hour of the show, there can't be any short jokes in there.
Well, you just signed up.
I like Hovland. I like if Hovland's close, I'll root for him. I like Justin Rose. I could do it with some JT. I would love to see Mickelson, who's four under. I would love to see Mickelson in there.
He's so unlikable that
it would just be a fun story.
Again, it's fun because he's at least entertaining.
Yeah, for sure.
For the first time in memory, the Milwaukee Brewers are extending alcohol sales to the end of the eighth inning instead of the seventh due to the fast nature of games, making extended time frame about the same amount of minutes as previous. One or zero. No one needs a beer after the seventh inning.
The guy peeing in the concourse definitely did not, but I will say zero. I think there's a need for a beer after the seventh inning. I get that they were probably doing it for the staff so they could clean up, but they also realize now that making money is really important.
I believe it was the interest of people not getting into their cars after freshly
home
finishing a beer
is the idea. I'm a zero. Like I think that this is a good move by the Brewers. I think it makes sense. I think people are like, you're an adult. Be responsible enough if you're going to drink too much to find a ride home, to, you know, do a ride share, to get a taxi, like whatever it is, like figure it out. And I think that the Brewers have to make sure that their staff, which I'm sure they will, like doesn't overserve anybody.
You know what I really enjoyed was the walk from American Family Field to some of those bars on Blue Mound.
We went back to Magoo's after the game on opening day.
And then I caught a ride share with no surcharge, whatever. Like, it was perfect.
Plenty of shuttles.
Yeah, like, there's plenty of ways. Like, if you feel like you have to protect people that much, then, like, what are we doing? You got bars that close after 2 a.m. They don't ask you how you're, you know, it's...
It's pretty clear, too, that the people who are the biggest trouble, it's before they even get near the stadium.
1,000%. Because if you're going in, you can't do that much damage in 2 hours or 2.5 hours.
One or zero, is it acceptable to buy two beers every time you buy beer at a sporting event, meaning for yourself?
I'm against that move. I'm more of the, like, generally you're going to be there with somebody. Like, I'll grab a beer for me and you, and then you go and grab.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't like it when it gets warm, and I'm not trying to chug.
That's my biggest thing there.
I don't want to feel like if I have two that I have to like drink one fast to be able to enjoy the other cold. Like, it just puts too much pressure on the enjoyment of your beer.
A really cold football game, I'll make an exception. Like, if it's like 30 degrees out, if it's snowing out, like, I'll grab two for myself because I know that other one's staying cold.
Fair enough.
It's like you're in a refrigerator.
They call it the frozen tundra for a reason.
A video of an Ohio school bus driver went viral after she told the kids on the bus saying her foot was going to be so far up your bleep, it's going to dangle out your nose. The woman has since received $60,000 in donations to help her retire. Winner Zero, it's okay to swear at unruly kids on the bus.
Oof, man, kids are...
I'm a zero here. I think it actually just hurts the whole environment. Like, at that point, like, you know what you're signing up for as a bus driver. And if you have an issue with a kid, like, talk to their parents or whatnot. Or figure out a way to address it. But, like, unloading on the kid?
I don't know, Greg. You might have been really easy to swear at on the bus. Does any bus drivers ever swear at you?
No, I actually had a pretty good relationship with my bus drivers throughout.
Of course he did, Josh. I'm just thinking back to elementary school, and kids were definitely more unruly on the bus than they ever would be in class.
But it was like sit down and like that sort of thing. We weren't like mean. I feel like kids nowadays, or maybe it's just because there's social media, so we see the videos on there. But like kids nowadays will like go after teachers and like say things physically attack them. Back in my day, it was like you got in trouble on the bus because you like were trying to like switch seats while the bus was moving. And Pat, like my bus driver in grade school, like she was ripping heaters on the bus with us. Like she wouldn't take
on the bus with us. You ripping heaters with her?
I don't know. I was in grade school. I'm saying like when we were on there.
Well, you guys wouldn't be shocked by this, but I didn't have to ride the bus.
You were never on the bus?
I actually walked to school in elementary school and middle school.
Was it that you weren't tall enough to get on the bus as a kid? Like, did you have to be a certain height in order to go on the bus?
Did you have trouble with roller coasters as a child?
He can't hear you. Ben, he's asking if you had trouble with roller coasters as a child. Okay, you did hear him. I don't know. That's why Ben's not a big Disney guy going to the Disney parks because he couldn't actually ever go on any of the rides. He just wants to go to the Star Wars exhibit.
You guys have now shrunk me to half.
Oh, Ben Brust. Unbelievable. Ben would have been the shortest man ever in Butler's Cabin had he decided to go a couple years ago at the Masters. He decided not to. We'll tell you about that story next, but first I'll tell you about the amazing team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because they are truly phenomenal. The work that they've done on my house is second to none. The work that Joe Franco's done on the front end as a salesperson, the installer crew, but the quality of product from Pella is absolutely off the charts, and the variety I got to tell you about. Right? Leading off, they're innovative and award-winning easy slide horizontal windows, revealing tons of natural light and unobstructed views. Next up in the order, Pella's premium roll screens. Like magic, the screen rolls out of sight when you close the windows. You know exactly where I'm going with this.
Where are you going, Greg?
They'll make it easy enough for your kid to do it. Even if you're as tall as Benny, you could still climb on up and close those roll screens down without any hazard of getting your fingers caught. Like magic, that roll screen, it just rolls right out of sight. Next up, Pella's Reserve Series Patio Door. Like any great utility player, they can be placed anywhere on the field with custom sizes and colors. Custom sizes, that's how Benny has to get his clothes. You get 0% financing for 48 months when you order by the end of the month, April 30th. Go to PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. Set that free consultation up today in order to get that order in to enjoy. Think about that. In today's world, 0% financing for 48 months. Absolutely off the charts. Master Stories next on Scalzo and Ross, presented by Bud Light.
Ben Brust from Scalzo and Brust.
He's defeated.